The bottom of the sky glowed deep, electric blue at the far end of Bosky Street. Overhead, it was still velvety black, prickled with stars. The houses under the sky, which Alex knew by heart in the daytime, were also dark. Dark like mysteries or secrets. Friendly secrets. Everyone was asleep. The three street lamps made pools of light on the empty pavement, with darkness all between. Alex pulled her sweatshirt closer around her. Her bare toes wished they were wearing socks or slippers or blankets instead of sandals. The porch light came on at the Chebolonsky's house on the corner. The door opened and Chip Chip the cat stepped out silently. Leaves whispered. A breeze hushed past Alex's ears. Alex's and Jules's sandals clattered and scraped on the driveway. Jules creaked open a door of their old car. Dad muttered as he tried to jam one more thing into the trunk. Mom murmured, "Oh, for crying out loud, let me try." And Jules's car door thunked shut. Most of the sounds of the night were being made by the Treffreys. A window lit up across the street at Rose's house, as if to say, "What's all the racket?" Alex wondered who was awake over there. She sent Rose a thought message. "Here we go. I will miss you every single minute we're gone." Because she knew she would. And because Rose was dog-sitting Trevor, the Treffreys' dog, while they were away, Alex sent him a thought message, too. "We love you so much. We're coming back. Don't eat Rose's shoes or anything else that's not food." She climbed into the car and thunked her own door shut. She and Jules burrowed under an unzipped sleeping bag, one from each end like a giant caterpillar with two heads. They were leaving so early because they had a long way to go. They were going to the ocean. This was Alex's and Jules's first time, ever. They knew just what it would be like, though. Everyone knows what beaches are like. There would be white sand and turquoise water and palm trees. They would float on their boogie boards and eat drippy fruit. They would do this for a week, then come back home and remember it forever. This was their first vacation that wasn't visiting cousins or grandparents or family friends. They would only have each other. Alex hoped she would not drive Jules up a wall as she sometimes did. Jules was more mature. Alex was more, Jules might say, annoying. But Alex knew there was a better word, a good word, even if she couldn't think of it right now. A really good word. As the car began to move, she snuggled under the sleeping bag. She put her glasses in the pocket of the car door and closed her eyes. She pictured herself wearing her newer swimsuit, floating maturely on her boogie board in the turquoise water. It was a beautiful scene, so calm and peaceful, serene. She enjoyed herself for a moment, then wondered what she could do to liven it up. But since it was basically still nighttime, she didn't wonder too hard. She floated serenely back to sleep. Jules kept her glasses on, but she slept too. So they didn't even notice how Shembleton slipped away behind them. They didn't see the edges of the clouds turn pink and gold as the sun peeped up over the horizon, making the trees and fields glow green, all rich and alive, almost magical. Like it was a whole new world or something. By the time they woke up, everything looked ordinary. It was a sunny day and they were zipping along through the countryside. So were a lot of other people. Cars and trucks, buses and motorcycles, all speeding along together. Across the median, everyone zoomed in the opposite direction. The houses and farms sprinkled off to the sides were content to stay still. Alex and Jules changed from their pajamas to their daytime clothes. They were experts at changing tops inside their sweatshirts. The sleeves hung limp while the main parts bulged and bubbled like cats in a bag. They put their shorts on under the sleeping bag and emerged fresh and crisp. Meanwhile, the highway sliced through hills, showing the twisting, crumpled layers of rock like in a science diagram. Or it clung to the outsides of the hills, rising and falling in long, slow curves. Or short, tight curves. Sometimes it tunneled right under a mountain. When that happened, Alex and Jules stopped whatever they were doing, which was mostly nothing, and tried to hold their breath until they came out on the other side. Sometimes Jules won because she was older and her lungs were bigger and more experienced.